Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. How'd you get in big trouble for a small thing at work? We'll see if anybody can play along with this. 260-467-9500. My buddy of mine was sharing with me how he got in trouble at work. I got to tell you, when you're a grown man and you get in trouble at work, you're like, what? Like, you get in trouble. Like, you reprimand your kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're a grown man. You get in trouble at work. You carry that weight with you. It feels weird. I go, well, what happened? He goes, I am new to the company, but he's been in the business for years. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I didn't list the people on that I was CCing on this big email in their authority within the company. You're supposed to rank them.
Like ranking yes. of where they like, fall like, within the company.
Like, all right, here's all the vice presidents. Here's the executive vice presidents. Here's mm-hmm. the managers. Like, you, he's like, you have to put them all in the right order. And I got pulled into the meeting that it was disrespectful to the senior leadership of our company to not rank people.
Well, maybe they should tell them, right? Maybe you should tell your employees.
Like, well, like, he's like, they're like, isn't it common knowledge? I'm like, it's not common knowledge to me, but our industry, I mean, come on. Like, we wear jeans every day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that thing, but certain, you know, maybe in law firms, you got to put the partners first. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't know until you know sometimes.
Right.
But, like, if you ever parked in the wrong parking spot, what have you gotten in trouble for? I guess I didn't know the email etiquette. And frankly, email etiquette should be taught in schools, man.
I agree with you. I've been saying that for years. Like, some people, when they email you back, they're not like, hi, Kat.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even greet you. They just go into the email.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So 260-467-9500. How'd you get in big trouble for a small thing at work? It's Andy in the morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, this is Nick. I got trouble because I had a senior VP inform me he was supposed to enter the meeting before I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, enter the room before. So, wow.
So what happens? You just, like, just got reprimanded, right? Just kind of called in and it got embarrassing?
No, I actually got a letter in my file.
Oh, you did? Oh. Like an HR violation. Oh, my gosh. And did you ever violate that rule again?
I've never been put in that position again.
Yeah, that's crazy. Gosh. Thank you for the call. It's Andy in the morning. Todd writes in to the show, messages me on my personal page, which is fine. I got reprimanded because I replied all too often. Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a common rookie mistake there.
I got to tell you, you got to be careful of that reply all, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you reply all and there's somebody on there that was blind copied
in
the email.
That drives me nuts.
They get that email too. Like,
I hate when too many people hit reply all. Mm. Like, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. And then everybody replies,
happy birthday.
Oh, man, that drives me nuts. Sandy in the morning, hi. How'd you get in big trouble for a small thing at work? Go ahead.
I just started with the company, and I parked in the 20-year admin spot, and I got myself in trouble.
Did you get just pulled into an embarrassing meeting, or they're like, never do that again, or what? Like, how'd it go down? What was the talk or a letter? What happened?
My sales manager pulled me in. He's like, hey, you know, it's not assigned parking, but, you know, people just kind of park in the same spot.
Oh, boy.
Small business.
Yes. This is, thank you for the call. This is like if you have a team meeting and everybody switch seats in the boardroom.
That's
people
right.
get mad. Yeah. Andy in the morning. Hi. How'd you get in big trouble for a small thing at work? Go ahead.
So I emailed out our plans for a new process of things we were doing in regards to a safety program we had.
Okay.
And our plant manager, who was new at the time, probably a month in, was included on that, and he had done safety audits with us, and he felt like I was cornering him by saying that we were going to ask him to join in on these audits.
Hey, look, don't corner me in.
He's never had so much disrespect in his life. And
what?
I was put on a final warning.
Oh my gosh!
And never been written up before in my life.
Now, did you move on from there? Are you still there? I won't ask you where that is, by the way.
I was there for 2 more years, put in a different position, but he was fired within 6 months.
Okay, right. Good.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. Thank you for the call. Yep. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
260-467-9500. Big trouble for a small thing at work. It's Andy in the morning. Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. Got a birthday this weekend, but it's not a significant one, you know? Like, at what point do you stop celebrating, you know, in big ways? It's kind of like anniversaries.
Yep.
Like, I don't know that you celebrate the 12th, but you celebrate the 10th and the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I was kind of thinking about this, Andy. Since Sunday is your birthday, it's kind of a well-known thing for women to kind of give their men in their lives something a little special, if you know what I mean. A little adult romance. How is that going to work with your recent vasectomy?
Have you guys talked about this? That was last Friday. We have not talked about this.
We have not.
So, no. I get what you're saying. I mean, it's sort of implied that maybe if opportunity presents itself, that maybe love would find a way.
I mean, all my girlfriends do it. I mean, that's what we talk about. Hey, it's so-and-so's birthday.
And you're, and well, usually women talk about it like this. Oh, it's my husband's birthday. That means I got to do this.
Yeah.
And then there's that.
We prepare for that, though.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Have I told you about some of the crazy things with my vasectomy? Like, I'm supposed to take matters into my own hands for quite a while.
Oh.
For safety precautions.
Okay. I knew that you needed to do that.
A little self-love.
Right.
Like 25 times.
Oh, I didn't know it was 25 times.
They just threw out a number. You can tell lawyers are involved because this all sounds like liability.
Oh, it does.
But no. So actually, I think technically I'm allowed to give it a go. Regarding romance, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, on Sunday? But you have to wait
until
Sunday?
I can do it now. No.
Oh,
so here's what's crazy about recovering from the vasectomy is they told me, they're like, so during the first week, no strenuous exercise, no heavy lifting, you know, just take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you would like to celebrate love, you can do that by day three.
Day three?
Holy cow! What? I am like, who in their right mind is like, they were like, well, some people do it on day one. Who are those men?
No.
Who are those warriors of humans? I'm like so far from the mood of that.
That's like women having babies and trying to do it on after week one.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
You have to wait 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh
my gosh.
No.
Day three.
They're like, you can give it a shot on day three. But again, no heavy lifting or exercise for a week.
For a whole week.
But I can totally give a romp on day three.
Oh my gosh.
I'm officially a week out today. So,
okay, so you're in the clear, right?
Technically, I'm in the clear. I don't know if it goes without saying. Usually it's implied, like if there's a babysitter hired, there's a shot.
Oh.
If there's no babysitter hired, consider that probably a red light for romance.
I think it's like, girl's got her sweatpants on, you know? That means probably not.
See?
But if she's romping around in her little silk pajama shorts, hey, it's go
there's
time.
There's a chance for that?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
Does Mel have a signal?
No. Well, if the kids are out of the house, there's a chance. And if they're in the house, no.
Okay. There's your signal.
There's my signal. Again, I think my wife's out of town for a little bit today, actually. I have a birthday this weekend, but I kid you not, my wife's maid of honor shares the same birthday I do.
Oh.
Isn't that nuts? That friend, that maid of honor who shares the birthday with me turns 40 this weekend.
Oh, and it's a milestone.
So it's a big blowout bash and it's a whole thing. And so I don't think a whole lot of loving might be going down, but we'll have to wait and see. Is it go without saying? Is that how everybody works?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. You know, it's your birthday. You always talk about birthday romance.
Post-surgery, no heavy lifting. City in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. Thanks as always for hanging out with us. I'm looking ahead. My son asked me how many days until Halloween last night. It has to do with Halloween costumes. Where's everybody on that? 23 days, by the way. 23 days until Halloween. There's only 84 days left in the year.
84, that's it?
That's it.
Gosh, when you say it like that, I better get on my Christmas shopping.
Feels like it, yeah. So I'm going through some of that adult costumes. You mentioned that. You already committed the air. You ordered a Halloween costume.
I did. I ordered the Squid Game jumpsuit. You know, the little green and white jumpsuit during Squid Game. And I thought it was coming in 4 to 5 days. I thought it shipped. Well, it ships in 4 to 5 days. It gave me an update this morning. November 3rd now.
That's not going to cut it.
It's not
going to cut it.
So you're like... So this is where I stand with this. Andy is team, just cancel it, get it done, just cancel it. And I'm like, but it's only 3 days over, so maybe it'll get here a little bit faster.
See, you're such an optimistic person. They've already told you it's not going to get there in time. I just cancel, get your money back, and go with another thing. That's what I would do.
I know. That's what you would do. But it is a jumpsuit, so like I could wear it after Halloween.
Hang on. You wouldn't wear that costume out and about after Halloween.
I think I would. I think I would. It's a jumpsuit. It's not like it's the...
It's got a number on it, and it's a terrible green color.
I feel like it goes good with my skin complexion, Andy.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you right now you wouldn't wear that. There's no way. Anyway, Kat is going to team Optimism. Will her Halloween costume come here in time? There's no way it will.
You don't think so?
Well, I would love... You know what? Let's do a bet.
Okay. Wait. What are we betting? First, what are we betting? Are we betting Starbucks or something like that?
If your Halloween costume arrives before Halloween.
Before Halloween, okay.
So not on Halloween.
Oh.
Before Halloween.
Yeah, because I have to have time to put it on and wear it.
Yeah, because I think Halloween's on a Sunday this year.
Oh, yeah.
Which is shocking to me because I thought, Halloween's on a Sunday. And I guess, is city trick-or-treating?
It's the 31st. It's from 5:30 to 7:30.
It's going
to
be on Sunday? Why not do it on Saturday the 30th?
Oh, there's too many adult parties going on Saturday the 30th. Mm. I mean, it's going to be a major party weekend.
All right, that makes sense to me. If your Halloween costume that you ordered from Squid Game, which shows up
on the 30th or before.
30th or before, I will run around the building.
Oh, yeah.
In tidy whities.
What?
Or something like that. Something embarrassing.
Oh, gosh, I gotta get this costume in time because that is Facebook Live right there, baby.
I will run
Facebook Live. Yeah,
I'm not a big radio stunt guy. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not.
I think that's so cheesy. Mm-hmm. But I will do it, and you can put it on social media if your costume arrives.
If it arrives.
If it arrives, like, on before Halloween, so on the 30th or before, even though they're targeting your shipping date of November 4th.
November 3rd. Now, if it doesn't arrive, then I promise to wear my costume after Halloween.
Okay.
That seems fair, right?
I feel like that's reasonable. I think I'm risking more, but I'm also more confident and more verbose that you should just get your money back right now.
I think it still has time to get here. Like, they constantly update those ship times.
Oh, man. You know what? Now that I've talked this out loud...
Oh, this is going to be so great.
Truthfully, I'm backing off my position.
No.
I'll still do the bet. But man, because I put that out in the ether, I'm going to end up doing that. I'm going to end up running around.
I hope that costume comes in time.
Dang it.
Isn't there like a U.S. company that can send me one of these costumes? Now I'm going to be scouring the internet.
To try to find a faster one?
You didn't say that.
It has to be the one you ordered.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, that's about the shipping.
No.
That's the one we have to debate. You can't find another one make you one.
Hey, think smart. Think smart, not hard.
You really nailed that phrase, too. It's Andy in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Kat's Halloween costume bet. Will it arrive before Halloween? And if it does, I'm going to run around the building one time in my underwear. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. I just sent Squid Game secrets.
Ooh, I like these.
Again, in general, I hate talking about TV shows that not everybody has seen. It's been one of the trending stories. It's the number one Halloween costume for adults and babies.
Yes.
And babies.
Jeez.
Again, it's sort of, if you don't know, I try to sum it up as it's a Netflix show. It was the number one show in 90 countries for the past couple weeks. It's been trending there. The creator of the show came up with the idea in 2008 when he himself was in a lot of debt and his family was financially struggling. That's when he wrote the script, but it took 10 years before Netflix finally bought it in 2019. They bought it in the Korea. That tells me the global reach of Netflix, man, by the way. Squid Game is a real game that kids play over in the East, but it's not necessarily reminiscent here. But it is about society's dependence on money and happiness and things like that. The coffins are shaped like gift box to signify the way the creator of the game felt as though he was a god giving contestants a gift even in death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I always wondered why there was a big pink bow on top of that box.
Because it was supposed
to... And it did look like a gift box.
Yes, it was supposed to be a gift box because the gift is I'm putting you out of your misery.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's morbid.
There is a season 2 of Squid Game...
Yes!
...that says that it will explore the story of... The front man, the man in the black mask, if you follow the show.
Oh, him, huh?
Yeah, this is a really, I don't want to give everything away. Hopefully I'm not giving away the story at all, but it's the number one thing people want to talk about.
I mean, I was in a department store yesterday and a couple of the workers were tidying up the clothes and they were talking amongst each other about Squid Game. Hey, have you watched it? I'm in season, you know, it's season 1. I'm in episode 2. You know, you got to watch it and some of the things that they were talking about.
I'm reading through here some a bunch of attention to detail. Like, if you ever watch set design and costume design, there's things that go into movies and shows, especially the good ones, mm-hmm. who focus on all the details that make it great. The dorm that the contestants were in is designed on purpose to look like a warehouse. Highlighted by the way humans are treating each other as objects in the world and not people, and are dependent upon department stores and warehouses and Amazons of the world. That is why you were looking. You're stacked.
Yeah.
Like warehouses are stacked.
There was a lot of thought into this.
Anyway, filming wrapped in November of last year. It's now the number one trending show in 90 countries, which to me is what a phenomenon.
Yeah.
What a phenomenon. So anyway, it's one of those fun shows you kind of crank out over 3 or 5 days that people are talking about.
You know, it's not just the plot. It's, you know, how they die and the brutalness of the death. And I think it's the beloved characters. I mean, the characters in this movie, I think, are what people are cheering for. There's one person in particular that died, but now there's conspiracy theories out there floating around the internet that mm-hmm. this person didn't actually die. The number wasn't actually called and the money didn't drop into the piggy bank, so to speak, which always signifies that somebody died.
Yeah.
So who knows if they're going to appear in season 2 or not.
Yeah, and who knows when we'll actually get that season 2.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the lead character in Squid Game mm-hmm. is a known villain in a lot of Korean movies.
Oh.
So it was against type for him for you to root for him as the leading man.
Mm.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Fun little trivia question this morning as we start to get to a gateway of our weekend here on a Friday. Plus, I love Starbucks. You do, too. And you know what tastes better with Starbucks? When it's free. Free Starbucks tastes great. $10 gift card up for grabs here. All right. 46% of couples say they share this. And I would have swore the number is way higher. I would have swore this number was like 85% of couples share this. But only 46 do. What is it? 46% of couples share this. 260-467-9500. It's Andy in the morning. Hello. What's your guess?
Hi. Is it social media?
It's not social media, but that's a good guess. Thank you for the call. Andy in the morning, hit me with it. What's the right answer?
A bed.
A bed is not right, but that is good. That's a stellar guess. A lot of people don't sleep together because of snoring habits or different shifts, different bedtimes. People always ask me if I sleep with my wife because they assume I go to bed at like 6:30 for this job. Andy in the morning, hi. What's your guess?
Hi. My guess is a razor.
Razor is not right, but these are great guesses this morning. Coming in strong.
Hate it when he steals my razor, Andy.
Oh, well, you get a smoother shave. Andy in the morning, hi, what's your guess?
Towel.
Towel is not right. By the way, since he lifts weights, he's an active lifter.
Right.
Does he shave his pits?
Oh, no, he does not shave his pits.
Okay.
He shaves his chest.
Chest,
yeah,
okay.
So he shaves his chest,
what about
but
his
not
bikini line?
I'm sure it's, I mean, it's groomed, right? Oh, my gosh. He is going to hate me. He's going to get so many calls today from clients.
It's tidy.
Oh,
keep
boy
the front lawn trimmed. Andy in the morning, hi. What's your guess?
A towel. A bath towel.
No, it's Andy in the morning, hi. It's not a towel. What's your guess? Go ahead.
Is it deodorant?
It's not deodorant either, no. If I give you a hint, I swear it'll give it away. If I give a hint, I swear it'll give it away. I'll take one more call, and then I'm just going to hint it up. All right. Andy in the morning, bring it home. Bring it home. What's your guess?
Is it a bank account?
Yes, it is!
Oh, seriously?
Yes!
Wow!
Yes.
What? Only 43%?
46. But 46. Yeah, 46% of couples share this. Only 46. So they don't know what each other is spending. This is why we have a financial crisis in America. 40, less than half? This is nuts. You got to know what's going in, what's coming out, baby.
That's right.
I agree.
Do you share, obviously?
We do have a joint, and then my husband has his own because he's a major spender. But he's better with his money than I am. So
I see what you're saying. I get it. I get it. At least you know where the accounts are. Now, how about this?
Exactly.
How often do you check your bank balance?
So this is really bad. I have the app. I don't remember my password. So my husband checks the balance. And he lets me know what it is.
I check once a morning, man. I do once.
Every morning?
Once a morning. Like, it's, you know how everybody, like, wakes up and, like, the first app is probably, like, some sort of social media thing? I check my bank, man. Every morning.
Wow.
I wake up, check my bank. Because I want to make sure what's there is there. If not, I got a long day ahead of me.
Yeah, you do. Yep. Gosh.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Brooke.
Brooke, you're such a great sport. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening and calling in. I really appreciate it. Hang on behind the scenes. Kat's going to grab some info for you and hook you up a $10 gift card to Starbucks, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, hang on. It's Andy in the morning.